Giant FM. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and with me from the Blue River Soccer Association, we have the Director of Referees, Janet Dorsey. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me.
So you've been busy. It's registration time.
Yes, it is a busy time with Blue River Soccer. We currently have our registration going on for our spring season, so we're trying to finalize all of our teams and get everyone registered for that season.
So what are the ages that of individuals that can register?
Four up to 16.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how would they register if they are interested?
You can go to our website, which is blueriversoccer.org, or you can also pick up a paper registration form at PASS over there by Kroger in Shelbyville.
Oh, that makes it nice. And what does it cost to register?
Right now it's $75 to register. We do have scholarships available for anyone that thinks that they have a financial need that they can't afford the registration fees. We do have scholarships available for that. So if you're interested, don't let the cost be a hindrance to you.
All right, wonderful. And that goes until February the 15th.
Yes, till February 15th.
Can you tell us the history of the Blue River Soccer Association?
Yeah, Blue River Soccer started in 1990 here in Shelbyville. It's a completely volunteer-ran organization. So everything that we've accomplished over the years is just because volunteers have committed their time to do that, whether they have kids in it or they just have a passion for soccer. So we started in 1990, and in 2008, we moved over to the Blue River Memorial Park with our great fields that we have there. We have about 14 fields, as well as a concession stand, indoor bathrooms. We have a water fountain, just a really great facility. So that was a huge move for us because we were over by the elementary schools prior to that. So This has been huge for us. So we just celebrated our 25th anniversary in 2015, did a big promotion for that. Like I said, we're completely all volunteer ran. I've been involved in Blue River for about probably 14 years. Uh-huh. My son's going on 18, so my son played and my daughters play. And so now I'm in charge of the referees for the association. And we do recreational games, which are youth clubs from in town. And then we also host travel games, which involved other teams from out of the area coming to our facility to play their games.
And beautiful soccer fields, too, by the way.
Yes, gorgeous. It is.
So now, are you in need for sponsors?
Yes, we are always looking for sponsors. When you sponsor a team at Blue River, you obviously get your logo and your name on the shirts and for the team, and then you get your information on the website. And it's just a great opportunity for people to get out there and get their name and their business out. We try to mix it up and get everyone involved that we can, but sometimes with that financial settings put some people at a different area. So, you know, anybody that wants to sponsor, you can contact us off the website. We do need to get those finalized soon. So we're trying to get that tied up by the 20th of February.
All right. Gina, is anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
We do have, so the season is April 7th through May 19th. And we are having an open house on Sunday, March the 4th. From 3 to 5 p.m. at the Blue Room at the Shelbyville Parks Department. That's just kind of a meet and greet so you can meet the coaches, get all the information you need, sign the forms up. And then our big end of the season celebration, which we call our Community Day, is Saturday, May 19th. Right. And that's just where we have some different activities and everybody can just kind of come and enjoy the day.
All right. Jana Dorsey from the Blue River Soccer Association, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.